This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us for continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. After the court session on Monday was over, the attorneys for Alex Murdaugh challenged the evidence that had been presented earlier in the day. Prosecution expected to present an expert today who will testify that the blue jacket in question is covered in gunshot residue, according to the defense. Here is that objection from court late yesterday.
Mr. Harpootlian, concerning the item that you were objecting to the testing, I think was that the blue, what exhibit number is that?
Not the T-shirt, not the shorts, not the shoes.
And regarding that same number 226 rain jacket, is the same item that Mr. Griffin cross-examined a previous witness concerning?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Smith, concerning?
Yes, examined her extensively about whether she'd ever, first of all, was that rain jacket in his hands when he came in that morning? Two, had she ever seen him with that rain jacket? And three, did she, when she looked into the closet, did she know whether it was a tarp or whether it was a rain jacket? Was it the same color? She said it was the same color. That's it. And I objected to it because I thought the prejudicial outweighed the probative.
So I also recall Mr. Griffin questioned her as to whether it appeared there was a gun or different things in it.
No, Your Honor. I questioned her as to the tarp. This witness, Ms. Shelley Smith, has never, they never showed her the rain jacket. She's never identified a rain jacket. And when asked in court here a photo of that rain jacket, she says, Your Honor, that is not what he had. And what's so prejudicial is they have introduced GSR, and they will introduce an expert tomorrow and say it's covered with GSR. And that is extremely prejudicial. They have no evidence connecting Mr. Murdaugh to that rain jacket. And the only witness they relied upon to get a search warrant, Your Honor, says that he came in with a tarp. I questioned her whether in the tarp it looked like there was a gun in the tarp. She says no. She says he went upstairs, he came down, he laid the tarp open on his mother's retirement rocking chair. And she leaves that day and she sees the tarp laid out, and it's a tarp that looks like it goes over a car. And now they're coming in, showed her a photo of something in the closet that they seized, and says, yeah, does that look like a tarp? And, I mean, does it look like what you saw? She said, well, it's blue. And now they're putting in GSR on an item in a house he doesn't live in, an item he's never had in his possession, to the best of anybody's knowledge. And that's the basis of our objection, Your Honor.
So, Your Honor, again, if you look at the testimony, excuse me, in its entirety, Ms. Smith described, she testified, of course, that Alex Murdaugh had showed up early in the morning, which was highly unusual. He was carrying what appeared to be a blue tarp balled up, and then she was shown the picture in the closet where it's balled up and said, that looks like the item. Now, when it was pulled out and shown by them, she said, that's not what necessarily I saw, but she did recognize the balled up item and the balled up item in the closet, which the investigator said that's how they recovered it. She did identify that picture, and then if you put the two chains of evidence together, that's what the investigator recovered that she identified. Now, certainly they can argue to the jury whether or not that's the right tarp or not, but she did say that that is consistent with what I saw, all balled up, which was the only way she saw it. Again, this is also evidence that, you know, was admitted and has been extensively examined before the jury on. So certainly they can argue all these points to the jury, but there's enough of a chain that's been established by the testimony for it to be submitted to the jury.
Your Honor, might I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
We're getting daily transcripts. Perhaps overnight you could, before they, I mean, the prejudicial piece is the witness they're going to put up tomorrow, I would suggest. Perhaps you could look at that daily transcript of her testimony alone. And I don't believe, I submit, she said what he said, maybe what he wished she said, but I don't believe he said, she said what he said. Your Honor, I think Mr. Waters is arguing this. I don't believe Mr. Meadows has a dog in this.
Y'all just did.
Well, good for the goose, good for the gander, but 520, I just thought maybe this is a simple solution. He's going to say this is what she said. We're going to say this is what she said. I think it's clear she never said that what was in the closet was what he carried in. But, and of course, you have a court reporter that could, I guess not type it tonight, but perhaps give you an audio of it. But it's a very simple question. It boils down to what she said about what she saw in the closet. Because clearly she said that when shown a picture, that's not what he walked in with. He walked in with a tarp, which he left over a chair. And, you know, other than their supposition that he somehow brought that rain jacket in and wadded it up and threw it up in the closet, no evidence that there was a gun, no evidence that anything was balled up in it, they'd want to make a giant leap of logic. If this, I mean, it's not circumstantial evidence of anything. So I would ask the court to perhaps look at the daily transcript. Somebody's got one right there. And just look at her testimony, not all of it, just her, or even a piece of her testimony. What did she see in the closet in response to Mr. Meadows' question? Now, Mr. Meadows believes she said something, and Mr. Waters believes she said something different than what we think. The proof is in the pudding, as they say, or whatever. That's not really a legal aphorism there, but I would suggest strongly that maybe overnight look at it and then let us know what you think.
Yes, sir. Mr. Meadows, you had something. Mr. Waters, yeah.
I think, and I guess on redirect through their investigator's transcript, I think they were asked, and I asked her if they had asked her about whether it could contain a firearm, and she said, well, I don't know. But that was brought out, I think, which would directly from their investigators who asked her about it. So that, I think, made it relevant. They certainly thought it was relevant when they were interviewing her. So that's why we do think it's relevant, and we hope Your Honor will let us keep going tomorrow with the GSR to see if there's anything potentially in the rain jacket that has GSR in it.
All right. Okay, we'll adjourn for this day.
That's the latest that we have for you. Keep it here for more continuing coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as to not miss any of our updates. For all of us here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.